just a little bit and be easy, be gentle.
Jacqueline Aguilera is a hairstylist, but instead of scissors on this Saturday morning, she's operating a power screwdriver. She's learning to mount a door in a basement classroom.
So at the beginning, it was difficult. We study maybe for one day. We fix the door. And the next Saturday, we have the test, how to, you know, put on the things and how to do a door.
She's in construction work training with several other women.
As a hairstylist, no. I don't make enough money, no. But I make money for living, you know, pay bills, pay the basic thing, you know, house, rent, food.
Mercedes Rodriguez, a Peruvian immigrant, cleans houses. With her limited English, Rodriguez explains why she wants to acquire, as she puts it, man's job skills.
Because it's more money. Now it's a little business. The clean, you know, clean the office, clean the house.
Casa de Maryland, a nonprofit organization that operates vocational training and employment placement programs in the Washington area, sponsors the training course. Tona Cravioto is the senior manager for vocational training.
The purpose of this training is to prepare women to have access to high-paying jobs in construction. Our statistics shows that there's a huge difference between traditional jobs for women and construction jobs. For example, you can get a cleaning job for $8 per hour versus the minimum for a construction job is $13 an hour.
Over the nine-week course, participants learn the basics of electrical, carpentry, flooring, drywall, plumbing, and tile work. Janina Rocha, who has worked in the construction field for 10 years, is an instructor.
I have heard from ladies that they just like, I feel intimidated by the guys, but right now I know what to do. I have been taught, I got all the tools, and I will not be feeling intimidated anymore. I will show them what I can do.
The Women's Economic Security Campaign, an advocacy group for low-income women, points out in a recent report that 99% of roofers are men earning an average wage of $16.17 per hour, while 98% of preschool teachers are women earning $11.48 per hour. The report suggests it makes sound economic sense for low-income women to begin looking for a way into the construction business.
Also, we believe that a construction training is a career path. So you can just start at the entry level, but you have a career to follow. You have a way to go up until $25 an hour, or even more. It depends what you do and how much training you get.
Casa de Maryland insists that women participants agree to try jobs they may have shied away from in the past because they considered them to be men's work.
We have a very clear policy, gender-neutral policy, in which the jobs are not attached to any stereotype, men or female. If there's a female worker on the list, it's the next one to go. And there is coming a construction job, or a landscaping job, or a moving job, and she is capable to do it. She go and take it. And that's our policy.
The participants say they're not afraid of taking on traditional men's work, and they are confident the skills they are acquiring will help them build a better foundation for their lives. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.